shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's fourth quarter 2024 earnings podcast with André Carvalho, Investor Relations Officer.
Hello and welcome all to our 2024 Q4 podcast. We begin with four key messages. First, our Q4 results confirmed our step-by-step improvement in profitability. Second, we have reduced our risk appetite due to the macro scenario. Third, our guidance for 2025 already reflects the increased stake in Cielo, implementation of Resolution 4966, the Brazil's IFRS 9, and this more challenging macro environment. Fourth, the transformation plan moves ahead with execution and more investments. Let's look at the 2024 Q4 performance. The net income was 5.4 billion reais, resulting in an ROE of 12.7% and another quarter of growth in our profitability. In 2024, our net income reached 19.6 billion reais, which represented an increase of 20% compared to the previous year. Highlight to our total revenues growing by 5.4% compared to the previous quarter. We saw a positive impact from the three components, NII, fees, and insurance. The expanded loan portfolio grew by 4% in the quarter and 11.9% year-on-year, closing the year at 982 billion reais. At year-end, we had the largest share of collateralized credit lines in our loan portfolio since at least 2018. Credit for individuals grew by 4.3% compared to the previous quarter and 13.3% year-on-year. Credit growth for SMEs was 11.2% compared to the previous quarter, with meaningful growth in medium-sized companies and secured loans for small enterprises. We remain cautious in credit origination for small companies. For large enterprises, our portfolio remained relatively stable in the quarter and grew by 2.5% compared to the same period of the previous year. The over 90-day NPL reached 4% at year-end, falling 20 bps in the quarter and 110 bps over 1 year. Our client NII grew by 3.3% compared to the previous quarter, and the market NII reached 842 million reais in the quarter, benefiting from gains in the trading desk. Loan loss provisions expenses came to 7.5 billion reais in the fourth quarter, and the cost of risk remained stable at 3%. Fees, excluding the increased stake in Cielo, reached 9.7 billion reais, up by 1.8% in the quarter and 7.9% year-on-year. The highlights in the period included fees on loan operations, capital markets, and consortia lines. Operating expenses, also excluding the increased stake in Cielo, grew by 8.8% in the quarter and 7.5% compared to the same period of the previous year, in line with expectations. In 2024, our expenses with personnel and admin increased by less than the inflation rate. Insurance operations posted a net income of 2.5 billion reais, with ROE of 25.1% in the quarter. Operational improvement continued, with revenues increasing and claims ratio decreasing. In addition, we also experienced an increase in the financial results. As a consequence, the income from insurance operations reached 5.5 billion reais, up 9.6% compared to the previous quarter and 16.6% year-on-year. We ended the year with a Tier 1 capital ratio of 12.4%, but already on January 1, 2025, our Tier 1 capital ratio was up to 12.8% due to the combined effects of Resolution 4966 implementation, the Brazil's IFRS 9, and the new operational risk approach. The increase was particularly due to the new classification of bonds following the different business models, as per Resolution 4966. Let's now move on to the second message related to reducing our risk appetite. We have implemented measures to ensure that our cost of risk remains under control and operational improvement continues in a sustainable way. Given the expected economic slowdown, we have already begun to adjust the conditions for credit offering. Some examples of risk management measures adopted in Q4 2024. We reduced a bit the pre-approved client base in the mass retail. We also reduced the credit offerings to this pre-approved client base. And we kept origination concentrated on secured credit lines in riskier segments. Regarding the 2025 guidance, the numbers already reflect the adoption of Resolution 4966. Also, we expect no material impact from such resolution in our 2025 net income. Regarding our operational side, we expect revenues growth with controlled credit risk to be the main factor contributing to the improvement in our profitability. The NII net of provisions should grow by double digits. The income from insurance is expected to improve and fee income to rise moderately. The cost of risk will likely remain under control. Operating expenses will continue to be pressured by investments in the transformation plan. To sum up, we believe that our profitability will continue to increase in a gradual and safe way. With regards to the transformation plan, some of the progress made in Q4 24 and the upcoming steps. We created a new segment in the wholesale bank dedicated to agribusiness and moved ahead with the acquisition of 50% of John Deere Bank, which will strengthen our position in the agri sector in 2025. We closed 344 points of sales in the fourth quarter and 1,385 in the year. In Q4, we came up with another non-recurrent provision amounting to 805 million reais to continue adjusting our footprint and implementing our transformation plan. We opened one more platform focused on agribusiness for the middle market and 28 additional companies branches. We will move forward with our digital retail strategy and opening offices in the principal segment this year. We accelerated cash management initiatives and have a lot more to do in 2025. In terms of our focus on people, we identified opportunities to evolve our culture, and we have already started to implement them. You can find all the information about the results on our IR website, and our team is available to answer your questions. Thanks for listening.